Meeting of sworn-in to order at 8:30 a.m. And if you would please silence your cell phone. Each director has received notice of the committee meeting, that public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Deciding Officer Flores indicates she will not be present for the meeting today. At this point, we'll hear from the public, and we have no cards, so we will skip that part of the meeting, and we'll go on to the first agenda item, which is discussing and possible action on selection of retirement committee, retirement plan and investment advisor services presented by Michelle Groen, Chief Financial Officer. Michelle?
Good morning, thank you. This is the, am I in charge now?
No, hold on.
Okay.
Well, while she's doing that, we'll just talk through this a little bit. Mariner Institutional is the current investment advisor for the retirement plan for the employees of the Brazos River Authority, and their contract is gonna expire on, here we go, on April 26th. And so back in November, we issued an RFP for investment advisor services. On December 18th, we got four responses from Alliant Retirement Consultants, Hub Investment, Cap Trust, and Mariner. Alliant Retirement Consultants was found to be non-compliant. So of the three bidders that were left, BRA staff reviewed all the proposals, and we invited them all to make presentations to the retirement committee on January the 20th of 2026.
Michelle, will you remind me, why was that one non-compliant?
I will have to ask Brian Gray. I don't know if they didn't turn in all the, sometimes they don't turn in all the forms that are requested, but I will find out as soon as this meeting is over.
I'm just curious, okay, thank you.
I knew at one time, but I've slept since then.
I think we talked about it in January too, I think.
So after we viewed the presentations, each member of the committee completed a scoring matrix for the three presenters. Mariner Institutional was the top-ranked firm. BRA staff negotiated with, BRA staff negotiated a five-year contract with an optional five-year extension with Mariner under terms that were comparable with the scope of work that was in the RFP. The proposed fee for the initial five-year term is $47,500 a year. It stays the same every year for the first 5 years. And then the fee will increase by 3% each year during the five-year extension period if we exercise that extension. That equals a 2.8% annual increase from our original fee with them when we first contracted with them over the full 20-year period, ending with the end of the five-year extension of the new contract. And that's in line with the average CPI annual increase of 3.1% from 2016 through 2025. So what they're asking for is not out of line with what's in the market. So did anyone have any questions or comments?
They're agreeable to all your contract terms.
Yes, yes. We have a standard professional services contract, and we went through and tweaked it a little bit. Our legal department has reviewed it, and they're good with it. Mariner's good with it, so everybody's good with it.
Any questions for Michelle?
All right, I will read the resolution. Be it resolved that the, that's what happens when you put me in charge. Okay. Be it resolved that the retirement committee of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the general manager, CEO, to execute a contract for retirement plan investment advisory services in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority with Mariner Institutional LLC for a 5-year period with an optional 5-year extension. The contract containing such terms and conditions as the general manager, CEO, shall determine to be in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority.
You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is our motion to adopt? Motion by Dr. Crone and second by Dr. Rios. If you poll the committee, please.
Chairman Taylor?
Yes.
Director Crone?
Yes.
Director Giese?
Yes.
Director Henderson?
Yes.
Director Ruiz?
Yes.
There being no further business in or anything else on the agenda, unless somebody's got something to bring up, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
5-minute meeting, guys.